sir. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Zachary Connolly, 299-447.
Thank you, Mr. Connolly. You appear for an Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah, that's correct.
And on the notification, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, so I think you could see us a few moments ago, but now you can't see us and we can't see you. But let me just officially introduce the five board members who will be participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead panelist for your hearing. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. Connolly and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard over your sore heart?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated to Mr. Connolly, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 1, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release from custody on or about May 7, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you were under strength from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Connolly, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase, because now that the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. To begin with, we're going to ask that you remain quiet, but remain on the phone, because we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections that will be provided to us by Mr. Westby. Once we get that information, then we'll come back and talk and with you, and then you can tell us whatever you need to tell us. But now, if you can remain quiet, Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On May 7th, 2018, Mr. Connolly was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 6th, 2018 by Tucson PD, no new charges. He was back in D.C. custody on August 6th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 12th, 2018, 91 abscond days. Card conviction, 2018, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release of scoundrel, 116 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2014, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4B4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Connolly, we are back to you, and we don't have very much information on your case supervision summary that's listed. I guess the only thing that we have is your residence, and when you were released, you were approved for placement at Old Pebble Community Services, and that's Flowers Street down in Tucson, Arizona. And then, according to Officer Philip Pierce, you never did check in. Did you ever check in now, sir?
No, I didn't.
And any particular reason why you did not, sir?
No, I just can't do halfway houses. I've told many CO3s that if they can parole me homeless, I already have help from outreach programs, that I can get to parole hearings, I can get to meet my parole officer, all that stuff, but I can't deal with living in a halfway house.
No, that's true, sir, and you don't have to answer, but why can't you live in halfway houses, sir? Is it something physical or mental, or why can't you reside in a halfway house?
It's just my mental state, like, I get around crowds, or I have to do NA meetings, things like that, I just can't do them.
Mm-hmm.
If I told homeless, honestly, I could have a free bus pass every day of the week, go to any drug test I need, go to meet my parole officer, I already know where the parole offices in Tucson, all that stuff, but they've just never let me go without requiring a halfway house.
Yes, sir. I think that, you know, and I can't speak for parole officers, but I guess they look at, you know, that in the past you've had some drug situations, and I guess they're concerned about that. When the last time you used a drug, sir?
It was actually before the last time that I came in.
And what kind of drugs were you using then, sir?
At the time, I was using marijuana and methamphetamine.
Okay. How long have you been using those two drugs? Recently, or is something that's been going on for a number of years, sir?
With the marijuana, it's been a long time, like since I started having seizures, and I actually have a medical marijuana card that I've had before for that. With the methamphetamine, that's only been a few years. I've never actually used needles, per se. I've smoked several times, but I've never really been, like, to the point I've had withdrawal sicknesses or anything like that with it.
Have you ever done anything, you know, like NA or AA, anything like that to assist you in trying to remain clean, sir? Or you had any programming at all, sir?
I have. With the outreach program that I work with, I've been working this for several years. Like, they've had me talk to counselors several times. They've helped me get clean a few times, you know, for months at a time. Some of that is with NA. I have an NA sponsor, but not any, like, major, like, length of time with it.
Okay, sir. Now, what are your plans, whether the board lets you out now or in November? What do you plan to do, sir? I know you've talked about, you know, remaining homeless and so forth, but beyond being homeless, what do you plan to do when you get out this time, sir, so that you won't end up being reincarcerated again, sir?
I'm actually working on getting housing myself through the same outreach people through REC. After that point, I plan on getting my SMI disability taken care of. That's like a 6-month process, but at the end of it, I'll be able to move out of state and afford my own house. I have a girlfriend that I'm planning on seeing again as soon as I'm out, and she's helped me a lot with staying clean. Outside of that, like, I really don't have any issues that I've had in the past with law enforcement. I'm not, like, a criminal thief. I don't hurt people, you know. I use drugs here and there, but I'm working on that. That's the best I can give you.
If I heard you correct, you said that you would qualify for your SSI. Would you have some kind of ailment? Because you're still a young person. That's the only reason I'm asking. You're still very young. So is it because of physical conditions or mental conditions that you would qualify for SSI, sir?
Mental conditions.
Are you on any type of medication now, sir?
This is the first time I've been incarcerated and tried to go without medication, and I'm doing fairly well with that. I'm working on trying to stay without medication as long as I can and see if I can adapt to that so as to not require medication. I would prefer that, but I've taken meds in the past, like, for several years.
Okay. Well, we hope that you can. What are some of the symptoms that you had when you were, in terms of your mental situation, your mental health situation? What was going on with you, sir?
Mostly anxiety and PTSD. I've been stabbed in the chest 5 times. I've been robbed violently several times, and so I got nightmares, I have issues with crowds, like I said, you know, and I'm just kind of always touchy with people because of that. It makes it really hard to work a job, you know, things like that, where I'm constantly having people around me.
Okay, so, well, I hope that you can find some way to deal with your situation, because as young as you are, I know that you can become a productive citizen, and I do understand, you know, some of your health challenges, but we would like to see you being a productive citizen, sir. But at this time, I'm going to pause and see if we have any questions coming from any board members at this time, sir. I don't see it coming from any board members, and I don't see anything coming from Mr. Westby. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Nothing that I haven't stated. I mean, there really isn't a lot of relevant anything else to put in there. Like I said, I just can't do parole if I'm going to have to be at a halfway house, because I won't be able to stay at the halfway house and, you know, maintain mental stability that way. But I do already have people I'm working with, so if I'm released, then I'll be able to still make my parole meetings and things like that. I just can't do it from a halfway house.
Okay, sir. Now, this time the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will come back and make its determination at that time. So please stay on the phone, and so that you can hear everything that board members will be saying. I do find that Mr. Conley is a very interesting individual. He admits that he cannot do well around crowds of people. As part of his health condition, and his preference, rather than going to a halfway house, is to be homeless. And of course, DOC, after going through that classification, they did not see fit to do that. However, from my perspective, inasmuch as he did abstain for some 91 days, and he admits that he did use some methamphetamine, although he said that he did have a medical card for marijuana, I think it would be in his best interest just to complete this term, because he'll be out on the run November the 12th of this year, and so when he gets out, he can make his own determination where he wants to stay, and he won't have to be around people, and he can get with his girlfriend and others who are supporting him, and hopefully be a productive citizen and never return to DOC or any other correction institution in the future. That's my thinking, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, thank you. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in order number 2018W1797, as well as information provided by Mr. Westman, the Department of Corrections, as well as the discussion with Mr. Connolly, and my motion, as well as the fact that he did abscond for 91 days and he perhaps used some methamphetamine. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself. I'm going to assume it was seconded by the Honorable Mr. Jensen, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Morales, and the Honorable Mr. Williams. So your community supervision has been revoked by this board. However, you will be out on or about November the 12th, 2018, about a month and a half from then. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You will be on your own. You won't have to go to a halfway house. You can do what you want to do with your girlfriend, but we do hope that you will work on your work up a plan so when you get out, you won't use any drugs and you can be a productive citizen. You can get your SSI, and I think you stated that you might want to leave the state of Arizona. So you can do what you want to do if you don't going to have any more problems with law enforcement. So good luck, sir, and we wish you the best. This will end your hearing, so please be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir.